Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show, here to inoculate you against stupidity. I'm here to help. Inoculate you against all that kind of stupidity. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, secret meetings about how to teach critical race theory in public schools has been exposed for what it is, and the activists on the left are apoplectic about it. I know you're shocked to hear that. The long wait continues for official results in the state of Arizona, but we have an update for you. Carrie Lake wins that race, accepts the nomination to be the Republican running for governor. And number three, hundreds of economists are joining the chorus of those loudly attacking Senator Joe Manchin and now Kyrsten Sinema for caving into the left and agreeing now to spend tens of billions of dollars on things we can't afford and don't need. But what would you expect? What would you expect? We are live, by the way. Dallas, Texas, CPAC 2022. President Donald Trump will be here tomorrow. Big line of speakers. I had a chance to speak with Ben Carson yesterday. Good conversation that I had with the former Secretary of Health and Human Services, that is, about abortion in America today. Different things going on. So great speakers here at CPAC, and we'll be showcasing some of those during the program today. And, of course, during America's Voice Live, where you can catch me later in the day. All right, so Kyrsten Sinema on board now, $800 billion. They say it's seven. It's always more than they ever claim that it's going to be. It's always tremendously more, the amount of money they will spend. And they say it will reduce inflation. Well, a couple of things about that. More than 230 economists signed a letter now. More than 230 economists signed a letter now saying it will not reduce inflation. They sent it to the White House. Of course, the White House has their $2.5 trillion, Nobel laureate winners who say it's going to reduce inflation, make America great, and it's going to lower your costs by how? By them sending you a government check, which, of course, doesn't lower costs. It just sends the bill to somebody else. I mean, if you go to lunch with somebody and they pick up the tab, did it lower the cost of lunch? No. No, it didn't. It just meant that somebody else paid the bill. And that's what they're talking about here. That's because Democrats are mathematically illiterate. Mathematically illiterate. They don't understand how it works, how math works, how taxes works, how it takes resources from one side and gives it to another side. That's how it works. $800 billion. Anyhow, Kyrsten Sinema is now on board, apparently. So let's start with this. Let's start with the fact that Joe Biden promised that it would never raise taxes, because this will raise taxes in a variety of ways. First of all, it won't help inflation. And inflation is a tax on you, the consumer, at every turn, whether it's gasoline or diesel, the cost of cooling your house, and soon the cost of heating your house to the north, because natural gas prices continue to soar. Propane's still soaring from where it was a year ago, certainly higher than it was when Donald Trump was president. And the Democrats claiming victory because gas has come down in recent weeks. It's still a buck and a half higher per gallon than it was when he took office, higher in some places than that even. And that is a real tax on real people like you, right? So we're going to start with bite number one here. Bite one from Joe Biden promising he would never raise taxes. Bite one. Go.
Guarantee, a promise. I've never broken my word. Anyone making less than $400,000 will not see one single penny in their tax raise.
President Biden breaking his promise not to raise taxes on the middle class.
Senate Democrats look to fast-track a bill that multiple now nonpartisan experts say would raise taxes on nearly all Americans.
Give you my word as a Biden, no one making less than $400,000 a year will see a penny in their taxes raised.
The average tax rate for nearly every income bracket would increase.
I will not impose any tax increase on people making less than $400,000.
Taxes will rise by $16.7 billion in 2023 on Americans earning less than $200,000 a year.
No one earning less than $400,000 a year will pay a single penny more in federal tax.
Joe Biden has drawn the line at $400,000 a year. The committee does say it would raise taxes on people below that line.
You hear it from everybody, CNN included, Chicken Noodle News right there telling you it's going to raise taxes on everyone, because it is. You know, the biggest warning sign should have been, I give you my word as a Biden. I give you my word as a Biden. And I'm admitting now that I'm lying, and you can take my word for it that I'm lying. I give you my word as a Biden. What is that? Good Lord. If all politics is local, we're going to go bite number four here. If all politics is local, then the things you're talking about around your kitchen table, you're talking to with your neighbors when you stop at the mailbox and have a chat, or you meet them in the local diner or whatever it may be. If all politics are local, it's a disaster for the Democrats because everything is more expensive. Like I said, bite four, go.
When gas prices go up, that increases transportation costs, and that in turn leads companies to raise prices higher.
High energy prices along with fiscal policy.
During the pandemic, they sent checks out to everybody, so you essentially had fewer goods and services being produced while more money was going out.
And monetary policy.
During the pandemic, they took interest rates down to zero, and that is going to increase the demand for anything that you use a loan to buy.
The National Retail Federation estimates each household will spend an average $864 for back-to-school shopping, up $15 from last year. In a comment on Facebook, one woman says at $230, she was like, please, nothing else, and ended up spending $250 on her granddaughter. Another person says at least school supplies is mostly a one-and-done ordeal, but spending $250 to $300 a week on groceries for a family of five is more than a little absurd.
I would say more than a little absurd, $250 to $300 a week, $1,200 a month on groceries, and that's just if you go with the basics. I mean, honestly, this is why spam is under lock and key in New York City. What did you think it would take for America to put spam under lock and key? It only took one thing, Joe Biden. Remember how Paul Krugman, the Nobel laureate, economist, predicted that when Donald Trump became president, the economy would crash and never recover, right? He said it would crash, it would never recover. And Paul Krugman was only off by one president. What, is Santa Claus coming? Is Santa Claus coming? What's going on here? All right, Santa, because no idea what's going on behind me. This is what happens when you're at a convention. Live, I'll give you that. CPAC in Dallas is where I am. CPAC 2022. I have no idea what that noise was. At any rate, good to have you here. Maybe it's somebody collecting bottles to pay their grocery bill, you know, turning it in for recyclables, make a few extra pennies so they can buy milk and eggs and cheese. It could very well be it. At any rate, this is what we're looking at locally around the country. The cost of everything has gone through the roof. Everybody knows it. You know it. I know it. Right? And so they want to think that this, and we're going to get into this in the next segment here, they think that this abortion vote in Kansas is somehow going to be the magic ticket, the magic bullet that puts Democrats into a safe place come November. The Kansas vote was interesting, but it's not the bellwether for the country, and I'll tell you why after the break, because the wording was terrible. Kansas still has very restrictive abortion laws that keep people from performing abortions at any time, and that's why it was an interesting vote, but not a bellwether for everybody. This is the Steve Gruber Show. We're going to take a break here from CPAC 2022 in Dallas. I'll be right back.
Tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter too, but if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, and loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better, and the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends.
So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.